Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've long known, because I'm one of them as well, we got a bunch of Gavones at the station. If there's food out there, if there's drinks out there, if there's sweatshirts out there, if there's t-shirts out there, we've got like this community area.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, every man or woman for himself. We understand the rules here. So anyway, maybe we're cleaning things out. And Sal in the office took a bunch of baseball cards.
Yeah, I have been cleaning my stuff out of the office for a while. They're doing renovations here or whatever.
Yeah, there's all that stuff going on. So a lot of stuff going on.
And then we had a bunch of extra baseball card packs back there.
Now, you didn't just put out loose packs. You took out, like, you actually seen the store in the big cardboard
presentation.
Yeah,
I made it look like a store. Three packs.
Like a store. Well said. There you go.
Three packs of cards open. Yeah, two things of Fleer, 90, 91, and then it was an 88 score.
Oh, score. Okay.
With your Bo Mattingly. Did you see, so you did see that?
Well, here's where I'm going. So I'm walking, I don't know what time it was, maybe half hour before the show, maybe a little bit, about 9:30. And I'm walking to get my cup of coffee that I'll sip during the show. And I'm like, oh, baseball. And I knew it was from you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, let me just stuff, you know, five or six packs in my pocket in case Santa forgets. Right. I'll stick them in Colt's Christmas stocking.
That was what I wanted.
If Santa doesn't do his job. Then I just went out to go to the bathroom. Not only is every pack gone, the boxes are gone.
There's no trace of any cards. I walk out there, I'm like,
who the hell took them?
What happened to the cards? There were three boxes of cards, like you said. Even if every person that worked here took five packs, there'd be more than enough because there's nobody here. Like, everybody could add five, maybe even 10 packs each.
Absolutely.
I go out there within an hour and a half, all the boxes are gone.
It was a boomer. It wasn't Gio. He didn't even really love talking baseball. He's going to take baseball cards.
No, nobody wants it. I thought somebody threw him out, honestly.
What?
That's what I thought. I looked in the garbage.
So let's narrow it down. Wasn't Boomer, wasn't Gio.
Hoff?
I don't think it was Hoff. Maybe a couple, but Hoffy?
Did you get any for Ant? You take any?
No. If it was food, I would have definitely
For the record, you bring it like for Colt or whatever.
Well, just in case Santa forgets to stick it in the stocking.
But would he even... What's the appeal with like an 88 or 90? How do you go through the process with him pulling cards that he has no idea who these players are?
Well, first of all, you know, he knows Mattingly, he knows Griffey, he knows some of the names.
Right,
and then if there's like a man, like a star, like say, I'm trying, say from 88, Oral Hershiser.
Yeah,
that's the name that pops in, right?
I'll love Oral.
who doesn't, dude? Yeah. I'll say.
He was a stud. I mean, we had him on the Fanatics.
Tremendous.
Says,
I would say, hey, Colt, hey, you know, this pitcher broke Don Drysdale's consecutive scoreless, you know, inning streak. I think it was 55
right.
or 58, whatever
cool
it was.
Team,
so I'll kind of just take something historically. Now, does he remember it? I don't know. Some of it he does. Or Jesse Barfield before he came here. Hey, this guy had a rocket from right
that's
field.
Cool.
That's what I'll do with those old
ones. Yeah, I get it. I was just checking, like, young kids.
We're not looking to make money on them.
Well, they're not worth...
Exactly.
They're not worth anything. So
that's why he left them.
Where are they?
I don't know.
And that's why I left them, right.
Well, you're not going to leave out, you know, $7,000 worth, especially now, of merchandise out there.
Nor
should you.
But think about this. If we wanted to do one more, like, pull your card segment.
Yeah.
The cards are gone.
I got a bunch in my pocket.
Okay, good.
I'm good.
So
I think I took six or so.
Okay. All right,
maybe
so we got to have some fun with that. We got to find out what BT and Sal on the fan. Let me get back to this report.
Yeah, what do you got there?
That we're talking about MLB.com. Let me just pull it up. So this is Mark Feinstein talking about the top five starting pitchers available on the free agent market.
Top five.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Dylan Cease, 7 years,
gone.
210. Okay, so let's go over the names. Ranger Suarez. This is according to Mark Feinstein, MLB.com.
Mm-hmm.
A number of clubs have been attached to Suarez in recent weeks. Sources tabbing the Astros, Cubs, and Orioles as the most serious threats to sign him away from the Phillies.
Now, real quick.
Mets and Tigers also in the mix.
Okay. Sorry. I thought you were moving on to the next guy. I didn't mean to jump on you there with the other team. So, this is interesting. Like, if you are the Astros and Valdez is currently your property, why would you let him leave the building and then pay big money for Suarez? If you valued Valdez that much, why not just keep Valdez?
I'm assuming Valdez is going to command more money. That's why.
No, I know, but how much more? Yeah, I don't think that much more.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure about that. All right, next one here.
Yep.
And by the way, I like Suarez. So
He's always been your guy.
Yeah, anyway, Mets are on whatever. Tatsuya Amai. This is the guy I really want.
Of course, yeah.
In addition to others, I just want him as like a third option. The Yanks, Mets, Red Sox, Phillies, Cubs are believed to be the most interested clubs. Orioles could become a factor if Baltimore decides to go big fish hunting. Okay, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Framber Valdez is where he said the Mets and Orioles among the favorites, as both of those decision makers at the clubs have history with Valdez. Okay, and then Michael King is the last one. Sources tab the Yanks, Cubs, Mets, and Tigers, the most interested clubs, though the Orioles, Angels, Padres, Marlins also in the mix.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks for King. You would think King is going to command far fewer dollars, and that's why maybe more clubs are involved in him. Mets seem to be in on everybody, as they should be. Yankees in on a couple here. Would you take Michael King back?
Yes.
From a Yankee perspective?
Yes. Yeah, well, I know you don't like him that much.
I like him. All right, let me pull up.
You want more?
Yeah, no, he's all right. Put it this way. I'd rather get Amai as my third option.
Yeah.
As opposed to pay for Michael King, who I think is very good. Just, I want to go big here.
Yeah, but Amai could be a stiff. There's no guarantee.
Agreed.
At least you know what you get with King. He's healthy. He's really good.
I don't know if he's a stud.
Dude, it's like 11 strikeouts per nine. He's terrific.
Give me the category then you'd put King in. Because I put Valdez and Suarez in a different category than him.
I'll put it this way. I'm going to put him in the same category. Not that he's going to get the same years or the same money. He's absolutely not.
But you think performance-wise?
If they are all three of those men are healthy, and I've got a game to win, and I go Valdez and Suarez and Michael King, I have as much faith myself that Michael King is going to put up, you know, innings and pitch count, who knows. But a representative start, meaning a high amount of strikeouts, low-ish amount of walks, and give his team a chance to win. It's not like I would say, oh, Valdez is so much better. Oh, Suarez is so much better. When Michael King is on, he deals as much as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you're going based off of the potential. Remember, obviously, he was in the bullpen with the Yankees. You get converted.
Not just potential.
Yeah.
It starts with San Diego.
But that's 1 year. And then this past year, he threw 73 innings. So,
but what was his Ks per nine? 11, 12?
The numbers are good.
That's why I'm just saying when he's healthy.
The ERA is good. Ks per nine.
11, 12? It's got to be up there. It's high.
9.3 this year.
Okay.
The last 3 years, it's been in descending order. 10.4, 10.9, 11.6.
Okay, so
the
almost
highest
11.
Was when he was with
the Yankees. Gotcha.
There's potential there. And maybe that's why the price is going to be better, because you're buying the potential, which is why I say I take him in the same category as Amai, because it's about the potential. Whereas Valdez, Suarez, they're more known commodities. Certainly Peralta or Skubal, of course, they're more known commodity top-end guys. King could be a top-end guy.
Yep.
He also could sit as a three.
Yep, but you also wouldn't be saddled with 7 years, $210 million, which would be appealing because you got the Soto contract. Lindor, real quick on this as well, and I know you have something. I think you have something else, do you? Just I was going to say.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
Unless you want me to start reading my
Goodbye.
Personal. Yeah. Unless you want me to read my personal text on the air, which we can get to at some point. Too.
Hey, we might be. This keeps dragging out. No, yeah. So, actually, we probably shouldn't. We get in trouble. All right. So, Jesus. I remember last year, and it seemed a little geeky, but honestly, it really mattered to me. I remember when Max Fried was in the crosshairs and then eventually signed with the Yankees, one of the things that I said, hey, as a lefty whose ball moves in and like toward the ankles of right-handed hitters, that's going to be a lot of ground balls at third base. That's why I talked up the Yankees defense,
yeah,
where they needed a third baseman for Max Fried. Not to mention some of the other lefties, yeah, right? So, and they did that with Ryan McMahon bringing him in. Now, Valdez is a ground ball pitcher to the point where, again, I'm not trying to be a nerd, 97th percentile in terms of ground ball rate. He just, I mean, opposing hitters hammer balls into the dirt. Now, I say that because if he's going to be a Met, and I believe he will be, Lindor took a big step back defensively, mm-hmm, though I think he probably rebounds. Pete, I know he could scoop. I don't love him on the ground balls and all that, at first base. Third base, I do think Beatty's good, but if Vientos is playing third base, that's a train wreck. And second base is going to be awesome with Simeon. So would it concern you, and I know you like Suarez more than Valdez. Yeah. I get, yes. But if it is Valdez, who's an upgrade over what you currently have, all the ground balls with the current Mets infield defense, because all you're going to see is ground balls with this guy.
Yeah,
that's
well,
it.
Well, Lindor, Simeon, I like, as you mentioned. I mean, we'll see what they do.
But again, Lindor took a step back last year. Big one.
Well, we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do with third base and first base. I'm sure of that at the moment. So, no, but I would not have that concern. One thing that you brought up that makes me think to another layer, another level of this, you mentioned Max Fried. 8 years, $218 million.
Yep.
If the Mets are going to be in on all these guys, which they are, it actually bothers me that they weren't in at all on Fried last year. Because think of the value. I trust Max Fried more than I do Valdez or Suarez. He's better.
Yes,
Max Fried's
no
been
question.
Better than those guys.
No question.
So you're going to have to pay a similar price, maybe not 8 years.
No, not eight. Not
okay,
eight,
but
not
still,
eight.
You're going to be in the same. For the Yankees, what's the difference? $200 million that we're going to spend anyway. And they're like, oh, screw it. We want them. We need them. Let's get the extra year. It's going to be the same ballpark. What did Cease get? 7 years to
7 year 210, I think it was.
Yeah.
Definitely seven and over two.
So, okay. So,
I know, why not just do Fried last year?
Yeah.
Well, because Stearns was sticking to a plan that really worked for him up until last year. Now he's got to deviate from it. And he knows
that. I know, but that cost them.
It did.
My whole logic last year was like, all right, you got Soto. You don't need the top end starter. I like going with the budget type, you know, rotation. And now they're going to go away from that. So if I'm going to invest in somebody, I want it to be somebody that's better than Fried that I'm giving more money than Fried to. You know what I mean? Not
I do.
It's not. It has nothing to do with the Yankees. It has to do with the contract.
Yeah.
So if I get Schoolball, I know I've got the best pitcher possible, and let me pay him. I'm not going to overpay for a number two or a number three or a guy who might be an ace on some days and might not be.
I think that that's smart. You can't change last year. You can only attack this year. You know, and there was a stretch, and we all remember this, where Max Fried was really scuffling, for about 5 weeks. But I just popped up his numbers. Man, you look at, when you just see the numbers staring back at you, a war of almost five, number one. But, all right, 19 wins. I get it. Team
He's
stat, antiquated. 2.86 ERA. I mean, 200 innings, almost 200 whiffs. What a great first year with the
Yankees.
He's a stud.
He's a true ace.
Yeah.
He is a true ace. Is Valdez a true ace?
No, he's not.
Is King a true ace?
No.
Is Suarez a true ace?
No, he's not.
And you're going to pay. Is Dylan Cease a true ace?
No, but he does give you the 200 whiffs and the 200 innings 5 years in a row. But no, probably not a true ace.
And look at what you're paying.
Yeah, I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.